Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our lug of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
Good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, 8.55 on your AM dial, 3CR Community Radio, 9.30 every Sunday morning, 50 years running, world longest radio show. Good morning to all the listeners and a happy, happy Easter. Hopefully you're all enjoying your chalky eggs and having a bit of fun. Joining the show, we have Free Trees is not in today.
No.
He's abandoned us.
He's just scratching.
Yeah.
So we've landed on our knees and we've brought in Pokey. How you going, my friend?
Yeah, morning, lads. Thanks for inviting me on.
Yeah, that sounds so enthusiastic, that did.
Where else would you rather be?
And we've got the sparrow.
Morning, everyone.
So it is Easter, so I hope everyone's having a bloody good choco time. Egg and having a bit of fun, enjoying the break.
Enjoying the lockdown RDOs and everything else that comes with it.
It's a good time. I tell you what, on Easter, we had Maurice Blackburn, and I'm going to give him a bit of a haircut. They dropped off some hot cross buns to the office. They were cold. Who brings bloody cold hot cross buns? It's bloody ridiculous.
That's why they call them hot.
Huh?
You had to heat them up yourself.
Yeah. What's going on there?
What a waste.
So there's a fair bit happening in the industry, so we better bloody get into it. We might play Di Cumming. She did a bit on our social media and, you know, just thanking everyone for the... Di says it better than what I do, so yeah. We might as well hit play.
We have raised over $80,000 as a result of the Cummo Cup. Can you believe that? The majority of the funds that will go into the Cummo Fund will go to the Brain Tumour Support Service. It was a fantastic day. Two teams played, rival teams, Layla and North Heidelberg. The support and generosity of construction workers, and I mean all construction workers, not just CFMEU members, all construction workers to worthy causes. If someone's experiencing difficulty, you know, they're the first to put their hands in their pockets. I want to say thank you. You know, thank you is just nowhere near enough to say thank you to all the volunteers on the day, the fantastic sponsors, the two clubs, the legend players that put their footy boots on after all these years, and the CFMEU, who organised a fantastic raffle that got such magnificent support on the job.
How good was that from Di Cummings? And, you know, she was thinking construction workers, but we thank them every day for the conditions that, you know, all the work that Cummo did and the whole Cummings family, you know. Yep. They put in, like she said, some of the stuff they do with the money we raise and all that. It's fantastic effort.
Bit of a good news story. Let you know when we're all criminals and bikies and everything that they want us to believe.
Yeah, we're not all what Jackie Falgate makes us out to be. So, you know, also, you know, we've got a bit coming up, and I hope everyone's enjoying their lockdown weekend. We shout out to any of the members that have actually got to work. You know, some of them big build jobs are coming back a bit early, and you know, we've got OCOs and that. So, big shout out to that. So, and you know, if you are working, as per our EBA, they've gone through the process, and everyone's voted on it to work. It's 300% over this break. So, you know, and we end the day and lose. So,
that's right. Because they're your RDOs, you've earned them, and like they said, that they want those RDOs. That's why this EBA coming up is really important. They really want these RDOs, don't they?
Because
everything a builder goes through a new EBA is more productivity, more productivity. Well, how about they find better ways to manage their jobs, and they'll get the productivity without going near our RDOs?
I tell you what, there's a competition who wants to work more RDOs. I reckon I'd have to say Capital will be
Capital
are like Usain Bolt of the RDO trying to work.
The front runner.
Oh, 100%. I don't even think they look at the calendar when they tender a job. They
we'll work them. We'll work that.
If there's a day, we want to fill it. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
they'll come up with an 8-day working week.
I think they have, haven't they?
Yeah. Good old Capital.
And not the best at paying their bills.
Oh, whoa, bit of a haircut there. So, Pokey, obviously we had the psychologist in yesterday, last week, and now we've got the other Pokey. He works in the wellness space with the mental health. And what's been happening around the traps, brother?
It's been really good, Campo. We've been really busy. We're changing that old school culture and stigma. More and more of our male members are reaching out and getting the help that they need. And, it's really positive because a lot of the older school guys that have been struggling that normally wouldn't reach out are making that call, and we're getting them the help that they need. So we're really busy, which is a good thing. We just need more people that when they are having mental health challenges just to reach out, give us a call, and we can refer you to whatever service you need.
Yeah, and this, like we said, it always looks grim, but there's always something we can do. There's always light somewhere in the tunnel, and you know, whether like at the moment it's Easter, call up some friends you haven't heard from, or some retired members, or people you know that are doing it tough, because this time of year it's not a good time for everyone. You know, so get around your friends and families, and you know, this is what we do best. You know, it's a tragedy. You know, we got a lot of members. I think like the psychologist said last week, we've had, like, I think, probably more. You know, we've had 10 suicides this year, I think. You know,
which too many.
Way too many, and we need to get on top of it. And like I said, reach out, call up your mates, you know, get involved in the Blue Hats program. You know, like we all, you know, everyone has rock bottoms. And like we said, if you ring the office, we can help out and have a chat and, you know, bloody start turning a light on some of these things, you know.
Because when they think there's no way out, there's always another day, isn't there? You know
that's
what
it.
I mean?
It's about staying connected too. You know, everyone looking out for each other. And if you see someone that's struggling, just go and have a chat with them and give us a call.
Or even tell a joke. I heard a pretty good joke over the weekend. You know?
Just might send them over.
Here we go.
Probably might send a few of these Carlton supporters over. But what's the difference between a dog walker and a Carlton football club?
No idea. What's the difference?
Dog walker can hold on to a lead.
Hey.
Bang.
We had them drums going. That'd be the ideal moment. So have a joke. Have a bit of a laugh, you know. Life can be tough. And there's, you know, a lot of people in the community are doing tough because, I don't know, you look at the bloody fuel machine and, you know, it's like you look at the Bowser when you fill it up. I filled it up the other day. I thought it was a poker machine. It just kept going ding, 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 ding,
but
ding.
But didn't pay out.
Didn't pay out. It was
exactly
taking
like
a lot
poker machine.
Taking a lot of money. And I'll tell you what, the government aren't doing half bad when they can drop the excise and it's 20 cents. How much money have they been making for years? You know, like,
I don't know, but they've still got no money.
They've still got no money. I tell you what, Albo come out and he sounded like a wet blanket. Nothing says like let's bring the country together.
Yeah, I don't know if he was trying to say, look, don't panic, everything's sweet, or I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
I definitely got those vibes. Definitely got those vibes, but you know, there's a lot of pressure around the world, and you know, let's be honest, look at Trump and you know, old mate Netanyahu in Israel, like
the orange imbecile.
Yeah.
He is absolutely like crazy, absolutely crazy. Like it's lunatic, isn't it? Like
he just makes it up. They want peace, mate. They've never spoken to you.
They
want it there. Yeah, they want peace. They haven't spoken to you, mate.
They really want peace when you've just bombed their religious leaders and taken out all their leadership and you're plumbing all their resources and you're like, we can get better. We can get it worse. And then he's sooking about all his allies not coming to war because do you reckon, like, I'm not a conspiracy theory, but if I was a betting man, I'd be thinking Epstein file got something to do with some of this shit.
That's gone.
Big chance.
Nothing like a war to throw off a few people.
He probably wants someone to blow that up.
But even like you look at some of the Israeli lobby group in America with all the senators, like please. And they're in Australia too, let's be honest.
Shit situation.
What else have we got coming
up? Well, we've been going around doing toolboxes, a lot of toolboxes with the plumbers, Sparkies, and getting around everyone. It's pretty positive out there. Members they're happy with what's going on. Like on the ground, not much has changed. I get we're in administration, but everyone's still doing their job, still good reps on the job, still. What did we retrieve last week in unpaid?
Oh, I think we did over 550 from a big builder. It didn't
550,000 in compliances in a week.
Didn't want to pay his bills, and well, we got that fixed up.
Didn't take much, so I did it. Got it fixed up, and everyone's happy. And the members are seeing that on the ground. We're still the business is still getting done.
We're an active union. We're still having blues about EBAs. We're lodging EBAs and doing EBAs, and you know.
We're an effective union and they don't like it.
They don't like it. You know? We're still out there. We're still pushing the boundaries. We're still trying to run our line, look after our members. And we've got loyal members. Like, we look at I think we ended up with 36,000+ members.
By the turn of the ticket.
I think we've already, you know, we're smashing in the, I haven't got the numbers on me, but we're smashing it in the
turn of the ticket.
Renewals.
Yep.
Which, this is the time and on that, you know, we have an obligation as members and as, obviously rank and file, shop stewards and organisers to make sure a ticketed member does every job on a building site.
Which is why we have got a massive campaign for the stewards to check everyone's compliances, and if they're not done by the 14th, will they get parked up.
That's it. We're getting back to basics.
The 14th, we're already giving them 2 weeks' grace. It's payable on the 1st. So the 14th is 2 weeks' grace. Anything after that, it's behind.
And exactly right. And, you know, if a company is struggling, they can reach out before and say, listen, bang, there's avenues to do stuff. But we've got to remember, too, that's interest that's not sitting in your CBUS account as well. That's money you're losing, and we're trying to run their business. And at the time now, you know, a lot of these subbies and everyone's hurting about the fuel price and that. They're hurting. We've got to keep an eye on them. And if they're not paying their compliances, that's normally the first start of bloody, you know.
When they're about to tip over.
There's signs,
and that's the first sign, isn't it?
So we've been pushing all our stewards, and we're going to keep pushing it about getting compliances and getting back to some basic root stuff. Like the Sparrow says, the BIG, we've been going around with the BIG, so it's us, the Sparkies and the plumbers, doing meetings on the jobs, doing toolboxes, talking to the rank and file, especially, you know, they're having shots at us, defumping some of these stuff that's in the media, some of these...
Defumping or debunking?
Debunking. I don't know. Is that the word?
What is it?
De-something.
De-something. Destroying.
Destroying.
With the English language.
You know, we had the plumbers, old Rusty, he fires up.
Oh, yeah, you never know where that's going to go when he gets up. You don't know if you're going home, working overtime, or where it's going to end up.
Tell you what, but you know, so we were out there and we're still doing the business, and you know, we, like I said, our membership's coming in, we're getting our EBAs, we're getting people paying. You know, there's no point having EBAs if people aren't paying to them, so we're really targeting in on that. We're getting ready for our next EBA campaign, which, you know, it's going to be a tough one, but we're, you know, this
tough
is when we do
good. I reckon we want a tough one, we don't want it easy, do we?
No, if it was easy, everyone would be doing
that's
it.
Right.
So,
how we got what we got by all the blues that we've had in the past. So it needs to be tough.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Like, you know, we've got our EBA. It expires in July the 2nd, 2027. We want to start negotiation a year out. So we've got a bit of, it's not that far away. Obviously, we're putting out the survey to our members. That's a critical part. We're a rank and file driven union. And you're going to get a survey sent out to you, probably a survey on the job. Fill that out because that becomes our log of claims. And in that survey, it might be, do you want block RDOs or do you want 9-day fortnight? I know in past surveys, I'm a person I'd love to have every second Monday off. Some members like a mixture of both where they have a block and all that. It's what you want. It's your EBA. You work under these conditions. Do you want? Do you think we should have locked in conditions? You know, push the instead of pushing wages so high, maybe we push conditions. Or do you want that? But it's going to be the questions that are going to be asked to you. What do you think?
Yeah.
You know, do you think travel should be tripled at the moment? You know, like of I'd love to see that
increases to appliances, whatever you want.
So. Yeah, that's right,
100%. And that's what that's you know, you hear all the shit in the media, but that's the strength of this union. It's always been the strength, and that's what the politicians and that can't understand. It's not the officials, it's not the leadership, it's not, it's the rank and file members on the job. What makes your union strong is they ask for more, and we have to. You know, they keep pushing us, and that's their that's what they're there to do. That's what unions are there to do: represent the needs of their members. And the only way you're going to do that is being in touch with them. And we're doing the survey. And once the survey's done, and we've got all the stuff in, and all the data, and all the what yous all want, then we're having a mass meeting. And I think we're aiming for May the 24th,
I think,
for a mass CFMU members meeting to endorse our log of claims. So then when we go and have negotiations with all these builders and they're all counting their gold, that we can go there and say quite clearly, this is what we want and this is not negotiable. These are the things our members want. We want to get back to stuff, making sure there's apprenticeship ratios in there, making sure there's spots reserved for senior members in the industry and injured workers. You know, if the industry made their problems, the industry needs to make sure they got a living for life, you know, until they can retire. Just common decency and getting common decency and respect, you know, and that's, and we want our members there. We're going to walk through this and we're going to get through administrations. Governments come and go, but we stay. So,
that survey is super important because that's how we get the non-negotiables. When they say, oh, we want the RDOs, and you said, no, we're not budging on them, well, we can say, go jam that and on to your next one.
And you see how much shit we get on it. Everyone hates our RDOs, don't they? Like, I love them. I think they're the best things ever invented. Best thing I just think they're just jealous. You know what I mean? 36-hour week, every second Monday off. But we work it, you know.
It's a bit of work family balance, the RDOs.
It is.
100%. So, you know, you don't see all the pollies working every Saturday and every Sunday. So
you don't see them working months on end.
Don't work full stop.
That's right. That's it. Even when they make a mistake, they're right. And, you know, a bit like the Essendon Football Club. You know, but we better cut to a track. We'll go into Daddy Cool, Eagle Rock.
Now listen. Turn around once and we'll do the Eagle Rock.
What a cracker of a good song that is, you know. You would have been, back in the day, mate, you would have been rolling around with a mullet and
a mullet.
That's a legendary song, that one, Daddy Cool.
There would have been a few, that would have got played on a few picket lines, I reckon, back in the day. A few frothies on the side.
It definitely did.
So, like we said, there's a bit still coming up. We're still looking for bricky apprentices. So if you know anyone wants to become a bricky's apprenticeship, it's a good trade, good paying conditions and great work, isn't it, you know? Honest trade.
You can have it, mate.
You earn your buck.
You can definitely earn your buck.
So if you got a niece or a nephew or a, you know, son or whatever, a neighbour or whatever, get him in.
Put her up there with steel fixing and concrete.
Good job, Bricklane.
Good job, mate. Worthy cause. Nah,
with a good crew, you have a good laugh and the day go quick.
And if you want to do some courses and you're out of work, make sure you go online and ring the training centre and get yourself ticketed up. You know, we really want to get more members down in that training centre. You know, there's a lot of spots and we want to keep that growing because it's done some great work down there, that training centre.
I've done every course I've ever done through that.
And you can, it's not just the training centre in Melbourne too. I think we're doing courses at
Morewell.
We got the new training centre up there.
And there's a civil one, I think, in
Craigieburn, isn't it?
Craigieburn, yeah.
So we're doing some civil tickets as well, excavation tickets and other stuff up there. So get in, do some courses.
Yeah, that's right.
So
and the merchandise, new merch coming out. We're getting the utes coming out to toolboxes. So.
And just on the merchandise, the limited edition Concrete Gang shirts, we've sold out of nearly every size, so we are doing another small batch, and we're also going to be doing hoodies.
We'll be doing hoodies soon.
Hoodies and jumpers, and, I know, it's limited edition, high quality, Australian made, it's re-tagged in Australia, I think.
I'm not sure it's made in Australia.
Well, we're just...
It's a collector's item.
It's a collector's item. Not very often a show hits 50 years, and us and 3CR, we're hitting that milestone, killing it. And
might not get 51 the way we're going.
I know there's someone I heard at a branch meeting questioning him with the longest running show, but, I think he's off with the fairies these days. Yeah. The old resistance. What else have we got, lads, before we get cranked in the scallywags?
Collingwood and Essendon. Carlton and Essendon. How are they going?
Listen, we're not going to go
there. The Blues are struggling a bit, but we stick fat. And what else can we do? It's just become a joke, really. But
what did your mate Sam Walsh say?
Oh, I don't know.
About get the banner out again at half time so they think they're...
Run through the banner twice
so you don't drop off in the second half.
The only saving grace is the fact that the Bombers are probably going worse.
Well,
yeah, that's right.
You know,
and they're hiding behind it's a rebuild. How long do you rebuild for?
Listen,
jeez.
They say you got to get the foundations right, and it's taking 20 years, but we're getting the foundations right. But I'd say we're closer to the premiership than Carlton.
Ooh.
But I tell you what, shortest price favourite in the world's history is Essendon and Carlton's coaches getting changed by the end of the season, I'd have to say.
Yeah, that's definitely.
They'll both be gone mid-season, I'm tipping.
I know, it's a bit hard when you've got a wellness officer being depressed over the football.
No, I'm going all right. I'm all right. So, I'm well.
But, all right, we might get into scallywags and who we got, who's playing up.
Who? Obviously, Cremer.
Cremer. Tell you what, Cremer's the only people that go, well, the smoko sheds aren't that bad. They put a pipe in the middle of the smoko shed, uncapped, and the water was flooding out of the pipe into the smoko sheds.
Coming out the GPOs. And then they did the same in the toilets.
Yeah.
So you're doing your business and there's just water dripping on you. You're getting a shower while you're doing a poop at the same time.
And it's not like it's the start of the job, is it? It would have happened a heap of times. Yeah. So them boys had to go home and the rectification crews had to fix it as per the NBA.
On penalties?
When you're doing rectification work, it's double time. And when you're dewatering, as per NBA, it's double time. So when you get your gumboots on and your squeegee, that's double time. So
Icon engaging...
Icon have been less than Christians, aren't they?
Yeah. Concrete form workers without an agreement. They got sent down to the office and they were waiting out in front of the office for 3 or 4 hours to try to fix their stuff up the subby. But last time we rang them up about a year ago to see if they wanted an agreement and they told the CFMU to get effed. We're never signing an agreement. And see you later.
Oh, yep.
I don't think they're getting an agreement.
Give them nothing.
And also, what do we got? We want to put Trump in there as well, don't we?
Yeah, Trump.
Yeah, so
Trump's in there.
Bit flat this morning.
Bit flat. We're up about Easter on Sunday, and we're in here.
Yeah. I've got a funny story about Easter. My dad doesn't.
We'll be the judge of that.
Ollie doesn't mind a frothy, and I've got nieces and nephews, and Ollie come home. This is about 10 years ago. Come home rolling drunk, and the nieces and nephews were there. They were asleep, And my sister put out all the Easter eggs, and the Easter bunny laid all there. And Ollie thought they were like, yeah, you got to have
a midnight snack.
You've got to have an egg hunt, and you can't just leave them. Like, the bunny can't just leave them where it's easy. So Ollie was drunk and went to the back door, and he was throwing them from the back step, placing them in the gardens. My sister and mum woke up, and every egg was destroyed. They had to go to like a 24-hour server. So, you know.
And pay a premium.
Premium
for shit eggs.
Holy come umbrella and drunk.
Good one. So, that's a great story.
You know, you got to do that.
Good story. You done well there, mate.
All right. Who are we going to go with? Scallywags. We've got a few nominations there.
Crema. And they had the audacity to want to work over the Easter.
And I tell you what, and they were sooking up, and we're going to be nominating them for Sookie Lala. Two reasons. The first reason is, you know, the obvious, they ringing everyone in the free world, sooking about, you know, not having smoko sheds, but they're also Italian, so they're copping a double whack because
straight out of the World Cup. See you later.
If you've been walking a building site, there's a lot of bloody. I'll tell you what, there's
one the other day that weren't. It was pretty somber, wasn't it?
The old Italians, they're not happy at the moment. Yeah, the World Cup, which they take their soccer very serious.
They do.
They're struggling down Lygon Street at the moment with the Blues as well.
They're getting it from everywhere.
And the Melbourne Victory aren't even going that good at the moment either, are they? Well, who else we got for Sookie Lala's?
What have we got? Crema, Icon, BRD. They're coming in trying to get an agreement after they told us to get it.
They're sooking, so anyone who's not paying their compliances, they're sooking, you know. And let's be honest, the whole world's sooking about the oil prices and petrol prices. All right, who are we going to go with there in that field? Who are we going with Scallywags?
BRD. Crema? And BRD telling us to piss off, and then now they want an agreement all of a sudden.
Yeah, so
the wheel turns.
Does it ever? So, and mind you, they haven't been paying the right rate, not the right compliances in the meantime. And why would you want to deal with them?
BRD. So, and you know, like we said, and I want to say it again: make sure you have a safe and happy Easter, and you get away with your family, and you really enjoy it because you need the break.
And everyone's earned the break. It's been a hard year.
And get around some people you haven't heard from for a while, and just you know,
have a laugh,
and let everyone know where we're at. Yep. So.
Yeah, have a laugh. Yep. Enjoy the festive season.
Same old way.
Just go out the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
You don't fight.
You lose.
That's my trick. That's my trick.
We're telling you to do it.
Listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.